The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
Very good.
We have with us today two very special guests. We have Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, and Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications, and they're from UGL. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're happy you're here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what kind of fun construction is going on at Dunmore Corners.
And keep it in mind, as the weather changes and starts to change, you want to check out the road conditions. It's a great way to do that at jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Don't forget to look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, with us today is UGL, Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, and Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications. Tell me, what is UGL and what do you offer the community, please?
UGL is a leading manufacturer of paint specialties and paint sundry products. Our main product lines are Drylock Masonry Waterproofer, Czar Wood Stains and Clear Finishes, and UGL brand products. Our company was founded in the Dunmore area in 1932, and we really have quite a unique beginning. Our founder of our company actually would hand-mix batches of roofing cement in an old discarded sausage grinder he had, and if he would see somebody tarring a roof, he would go over and say, "Hey, can I bid on that job?" He'd go back, he'd mix it up, go to the job, and deliver it. From there, he actually took an old Model A engine, hooked it to a 100-gallon mixing tank, and really the rest is history. We now service over 15,000 dealers across the U.S., and of course, we're proud to be a member of Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania, but with our home headquarters here in Dunmore, Pennsylvania.
It's an exceptional story, and I read the history of it, and you've grown tremendously. You have plants out in Nevada and in Illinois.
Yes, we not only have the plants in Nevada and Illinois, but we have one in Jackson, Mississippi as well. So we have really the country covered as well as the world, because we do ship out of the Port of Miami, and we ship out of the West Coast to places in Asia. So we're not only national, but we're international as well.
We're family-owned and 100% made in America.
Nice. Great points there, Michelle. Thank you. So anybody looking to build a home, decorate a home, renovate a home, or repair a home, they can look at your products. And so let's take the outside of the home. And that's very important if somebody is looking to enhance their curb appeal and maintain their property properly. It's the first thing when somebody's going to sell a home that a prospective buyer is going to see when they do a drive-by. So it's pretty important that that exterior is looking sharp and well-maintained, and you have just the products for that.
That's true, Jackie. And one of the first areas that you're going to encounter when you are looking to sell your home is your front door. And your front door, in many cases, obviously, that's the greeting spot to your home. And what you want to do is make sure that, you know, if your door is showing a little bit of age, if it needs to be painted, is to go out and to select your favorite color of paint. But keep in mind when you're saying favorite color of paint that you really want it to be neutral or consumer friendly, that you don't want to go with a funky color that you love, but it really needs to be a color that's going to have the greatest appeal to the people that you're trying to entice. Another easy product is, you know, check the little things like your handrail. Is your handrail to your steps, is it loose? If it's loose, then we make a product called Drylock Fast Plug, which is a fast setting hydraulic cement, and it sets in only 3 to 5 minutes. So you can tackle that project, and it's something you can be proud of. In just 3 minutes, you're done with that project. And then you move on to the steps. You take a quick look at them. If there's cracks, there's concrete patches out there that you can patch your steps with. And you can also, if you wanted to paint them, we make a Drylock concrete floor paint, which would add not only beauty to it, but it's going to protect the steps as well from, of course, our harsh weather and extreme weather that we encounter here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Fall is a good time to take care of those items on the outside.
You can still tackle some of those projects in the fall before the deep, cold winter of northeast Pennsylvania sets in. So we can still get some of the things done on the outside of the house this time of the year.
Well, it's actually the perfect time. When you look at and you think of yourself as a do-it-yourselfer or a homeowner, it's typically the spring and fall that you're going to tackle the projects. When it comes to summer, you're usually out on your deck, relaxing, reading a book, sipping your favorite cocktail or soda, whatever you prefer. But you sort of go into a let-me-enjoy-it mode. But then when that first leaf falls, then you go into what I call a bit of a do-it-yourself panic mode. You want to tackle, you know, the leaves. You need to tackle your painting projects that you sort of procrastinated about. So as long as the air and surface temperature remains above 50 degrees, then you're fine to apply the projects and tackle the projects that you want to take care of.
Is it a good time to seal?
It is, as long as, again, it's key to realize that it's the air and surface temperature. So if it's going to shoot up to, say, 60 degrees during the day, but it's going to drop to the 30s at night, you're really, the window's tightening. So you're going to want it that you're going to have a good 8 hours of temperature above 50 degrees for any high quality latex paint.
You know, even if something looks very good right now, you have to remember that leaves leave staining on concrete. So now is a perfect time to seal because you don't want any staining. When water gets, ice starts to melt, it starts to heave or break away your concrete. So there are clear sealers that won't change the look of the surface, but it will protect it. So now is the time. Road salt, all that is detrimental to concrete. So you want to really start sealing right now.
And then that way, you're more or less avoiding those stains and that.
Absolutely.
That harsh material wearing away at the concrete.
Right. Our neighbor put down a new concrete walkway, and then a year or two later, they threw salt down on it. It skinned the whole thing. I mean, this guy spent thousands of dollars, and then the salt just destroyed it. So that stuff can really be very destructive to a surface.
Well, and that's something to keep in mind. Salt, you know, is designed, obviously, to melt the snow and ice, but it also can deteriorate the natural concrete surface. When you apply a sealer such as Drylock Natural Look Sealer, Drylock Concrete Protector, or even Drylock Wet Look, they actually have a chemical compound in there, or a special resin, which has salt lock technology, which will prevent the minerals in the salt from penetrating into the concrete and thus deteriorating it. So it's gonna eliminate that, and they call that pockmarking or spalling of your concrete, and it is a very expensive fix if you let it get to that point.
Does it make the surface slippery?
Well, it all depends on the look that you're trying to achieve. So if you want it natural, you'd use our natural look. The concrete protector will have a slight sheen, and of course the wet look is going to have a high gloss sheen, but to prevent any slipping, we have a product an anti-skid product that can be added right into the clear coating. And what that will do is prevent, it's going to not affect the final appearance, but it's going to give you traction for your shoes so you won't worry about slipping on it.
Well, I have a stamped concrete walkway, and that's what I used, because one year I didn't put the anti-slip in it, and it, and I was watering the grass, and it was summertime, and I went sliding down. I was like, this is not going to work. So the next time I did it, I put the, it's like a, kind of like a sandy kind of thing. I put that in, and it looked beautiful, and it wasn't slippery. It was really, it was a great product.
And that's the perfect choice. In our case, we have what it's called, it's actually a pumice, a volcanic ash pumice. So it's a very fine aggregate. However, it's just enough protection so that you won't have to worry about getting out of your car and then slipping on a slick surface.
You know, let's not also forget the decorative items that we put around our house and our gardens. Those things are so expensive, and people just put them away for the winter, and they don't think about cleaning off the moss and the dirt and then putting a penetrating sealer on those as well so they don't disintegrate. You know, when you bring them back out for the summer, they're going to be ready and protected.
Never thought of that. That's excellent, because I do have those lawn ornaments. They have a little area in my... off my back patio. It's my frog collection, and I never thought of putting something on them to protect them, but every year I feel like, gee, they faded in that box over the winter.
Yes. So just clean them off, get all the mold and mildew and dirt, seal them, bring them in, and they're ready for the next season.
Looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good advice. I love it. Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing. Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications. Both with us from UGL, and UGL stands for?
United Gilsonite Laboratories.
Okay, so where does one find your fabulous products?
Any hardware store, home center, independent or otherwise. We're
so you're
much,
in all the big yes. box stores and mm-hmm. you're nationwide?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And it's all made in America?
All made in America, and we also have a website, www.ugl.com, and there is a dealer locator. Just simply put your zip code, and I'll find a dealer near you.
Great. We're headed towards a break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, and I like what I like about UGL is they have a customer service line, and if you call the customer service line, you know what you don't get? A machine. You get a live person here in the United States, and for me, that's a big plus. All right, I want to talk about this listing. We have a two-family home at 631 North Irving Avenue in Scranton for $159,000. This home has two-bedroom apartments. One of the apartments has two baths. Both units have beautiful hardwood floors, tons of character, covered front porches. Both apartments in this spacious duplex have separate utilities and appliances are included. There is a beautifully terraced yard and plenty of off-street parking in the rear. That's a spacious duplex with two-bedroom apartments and beautiful hardwood floors at 631 North Irving Avenue in Scranton for $159,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Okay, thanks, Pat. When you mentioned when you call UGL, we didn't provide the phone number. So, Michelle, may we have your phone number, please? If anybody wanted to call your company to find out about the products, what number should they use?
It's 1-800-845-5227.
Thank you. Guess which generation is struggling the most to purchase a home? Guess.
The millennials.
I knew you were going to say that. Listen to this.
I'm a big fan of them.
Yes. Saving for a down payment on a home is a challenge. It's a challenge for anybody. It becomes harder when potential buyers have high rents and student loan debt with rising property prices. And let's talk about the rising interest rates as well, right? Though millennials are the most likely to face these obstacles, they are not the generation having the most difficulty saving for a home. It's Generation X. The Generation Xers are born between mid-1960s, early 1980s. Generation X are at an age where they may have children, car loans, credit loan, credit card debt. They're also less likely to be able to move back home with parents. See, the millennials, they're in the parents' basement,
okay.
Right? So while 23% of millennials said they were struggling to save for a down payment, 47% of Generation X respondents are having a difficulty saving that money. And the financial crisis hit Generation Xers the hardest. They were likely to have had a home, purchased a home, and then lost that home because they were underwater. However, millennials make up the largest overall share of people who do not own homes. While 82% of non-homeowners want to own a home in the future, the main reason that anybody from any generation can't purchase a home is because they can't afford it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my fellow realtor husband. How are you?
Very good. How are you? I didn't ask you before. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Very good.
I'm doing very well. Today, we have a very interesting show. Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications. They're both with UGL, United Gilsonite Laboratories. Thank you for being with us. First half of the show, we were talking about the exterior of the home, what to do to maintain it and keep it looking nice, fresh, give it curb appeal, especially if one is ready to sell it. They want to make sure that their presentation is the very best. And all of your products at UGL help somebody, whether they're ready to build, decorate, renovate, or repair something. You might just have that perfect product for them. You've been in business since 1932, and you're all around the country. So these do-it-yourself home improvement projects that keep us very busy in the spring, summer, and fall. You were talking about sealing our walkways and our front porch and steps, and then giving that front door a nice look, fresh look, give it some pizzazz, give it a nice color that many would be attracted to. So you gave us a lot of good advice on the first half of the show. Right before the break, we were talking about sealing lawn ornaments. Before we put them away for the winter, and what type of product can we use that you offer, please?
Well, really, the main thing is the look of the lawn ornament itself. If it's a natural look, then of course you're going to want to use our Dry-Lock Natural Look Sealer. If it has a slight sheen, or you want it to have a slight sheen, then we have a product called Dry-Lock Concrete Protector. It's going to give it a little bit more protection, but it is going to have, I would say, like a satin sheen to it. And then, of course, if you're into the high gloss look, then we have a product called Dry-Lock Wet Look. And that's a high gloss sealer where the surface is actually going to look wet and shiny, but it is a popular look that's out there now.
I often find when I take them out of the box, I store them away for the winter. I take them out of the box. I think I'm doing a good thing. I'm keeping them out of the harsh elements, but they're faded and they don't seem to, their color is faded after that time away.
Yeah, one of the things you want to do is before you put away your lawn ornaments for the winter, you're going to want to look at, there's different products out there. I know the one that I personally use is a product called Mold Armor. We don't make it, but it is a product that's out there, and what that does is you spray it on, you let it sit for 10 minutes, and then you hose it off. And what that's going to do is that's going to remove all the mold and mildew off your lawn ornament, and then you let that dry, and then you can go ahead and protect it with the sheen of your choice, be it a natural look, a concrete protector, or the wet look. And then that's going to actually invigorate some of the color that might have been masked by the dirt and mold that accumulated over the season.
Good advice, and I'm going to try that out. Thank you, Joe, for that. You know, all these products and what we've been talking about, pretty much a homeowner, any homeowner can tackle this project, whether they're handy or not. Some are more handy than others, and Pat has the gift of that. You know, you can build something from scratch, and you can obviously do a lot of our work around the house, which helps because it saves on some expensive undertakings, right?
Yes, I was giggling to myself when you said you go home, you're going to use the mold armor and sealant. I'm going to go home and use the mold armor and the sealant. Okay, let's get that correct. I thought that was kind of
but
fun.
But you enjoy doing things
yes,
like
I
this.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I
so...
Do. Now, you know what? These guys were talking about sealing the house and making the house look beautiful. We had our foundation around the side of the house. It was parged, and it was intact, but it was drab. And we came in and we used your dry lock, the exterior stuff. Like you said, a neutral color. I really like that when you said that earlier. Use a neutral color. It's like a flesh tone. And we did it all the way around the house. And I'm telling you what a difference it makes to do things like that. Especially, like you said, if you were going to be selling your house, these are the things you want to do to increase the curb appeal. And you were talking about, you've had neighbors who were trying to increase their curb appeal with some of your products, and it didn't go so good.
Yeah, one of the things, as with any project that you're going to tackle, is you want to set up a sufficient amount of time in your schedule to do it. Because if you're going to do it, let's do it right. Really, UGL products are formulated to be, you know, for lack of a better word, goof-proof. So they are very user-friendly, but... with user friendliness does still come the need to mask areas that you don't want painted. If you're painting the side of your house, you really don't want to go up onto your siding. And a little masking tape goes a long way, or a little patience does too. You know, I happened to look across the street at our neighbor, and he was sort of slopping the paint on, thinking that he was, you know, doing a great job, and it looked great until I was watching it run down onto the shingles of his house and sort of dripping on his windows. And when he was done, he goes, "Doesn't my house look great?" And I sort of just sort of frowned a little bit and said, yeah, but if you want to sell it, I think you may want to, you know, scrape the windows, maybe, you know, get the paint off the siding, and let's slow down a little bit and, you know, be proud of what you're going to do, because these products are great and they are going to add value to your home. And that's the key thing here, is that, you know, if you're looking to sell or list your house, you really want it to look nice and presentable. And just by taking the time using high quality products like UGL products, and namely the dry lock product, you're going to, in many cases, add some significant money into your pocket and just make the overall appeal to the marketplace much, much greater.
You're enhancing the look and increasing the value is basically what you're saying. So how about that front door? And a lot of people miss it. So is it a huge job to tackle?
Well, some of the most popular doors are Masonite doors or fiberglass doors. So they're energy efficient and they have a wood embossed look. And people think that this is going to be a huge undertaking, and they fade over time and they can look awful. And people think, oh, I just can't do that myself. We have a Czar wood stain. It's for interior exterior use. It's a wipe on stain. It's goof proof, as Joe says. It's like furniture polish. You just open up the can and you wipe it on. It goes in the wood grain and it looks like a wood door, and it's a simple project. We have exterior polyurethanes that you put over the wood stain to keep it from fading in the sun. But your doors get such a beating with the sun and the wind and the rain, and it really is a nice project. And even shutters. house shutters, I see them faded. We have a deck and siding stain that could go on plastic or metal or downspouts and wood. That's an easy project. I think that sometimes people think I'm not a do-it-yourselfer, I can't do it myself. We have how-to videos on our website, on our YouTube channel, and they're all step-by-step. How to clean your yard ornaments. All of those projects we have on our website. But the front door, I mean, that's just the greeting card, right? To come on in. And if it looks like a haunted house, no one's going to want to come in. So I think that's a perfect project.
Yes, excellent points. Shutters, oftentimes, obviously they're at the parts of the house where you need a ladder, you have to get up, and you usually want to take them down so people just let it go. But what a difference it makes. And so you're saying it's not that difficult of a project to tackle.
No, not at all. Like I said, we have a deck and siding stain, which you would never think deck and siding on shutters, but it goes on all kinds of substrates and all kinds of colors, and just like easy as painting.
So your website is?
www.ugl.com.
That's not difficult. That's very easy to remember. www.ugl.com. With us today, Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications, both with UGL. And UGL is based in Dunmore. You know, Michelle, oftentimes on brick or siding, stone, exteriors, or even concrete, I'm seeing this white powdery stuff. What is that? And do you have a product to cure or fix that?
Those white powder stains are efflorescence, which is natural salts that are present in any masonry surface. So stone, brick, and it's so easy to clean. So we have a product called Drylock Etch, which is an etching solution. And what that does is it neutralizes those natural salts. It's easy to take care of, and you want to take care of it because it will start to break down those natural stones. So you want to, that your siding, your brick siding, your stone siding, your walkways, your lawn ornaments, again, they're naturally occurring. They could keep reoccurring, but the etch solution will neutralize those salts and help out.
How often do you have to apply that?
Just when you see coming out. So what happens is when water's getting in, when it evaporates, that's what's left behind.
So anybody that wants to know what we're talking about, all they need to do is drive by the Chamber of Commerce building?
Yes, they probably don't want to hear that, but yes.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications with UGL. May I have the contact information if anybody wanted to call UGL to find out about your products? What is that contact information, please?
They can call UGL at 1-800-845-5227. Or visit us on the web at www.ugl.com.
We'd like to point out you will receive a live person, and all of your products are made in the USA.
Yes.
Excellent. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have 3.25 acres of land on Mount Cobb Road in Jefferson Township for $45,000. It's located right next to Mac Estates, and it can be subdivided into smaller lots. This land is cleared with a gentle slope and a great view. You can build your dream home or do with it as you wish. The possibilities are endless. That's 3.25 acres of cleared land on Mount Cobb Road in Jefferson Township for $45,000. And that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Michelle and Joe, would you come back next week? I'd like to talk about your product, Drylock, please.
Absolutely.
Be glad to.
We are looking for full-time agents. This is the time of year to make a change. If you are tired or in a rut, going nowhere fast in a dead-end job, and you desperately long for better outcomes, better income, and a better life, there's so much I can offer you along with the Century 21 system that will enhance and increase and grow your business. Don't delay. Text, email, or call me today.
That's if you want to be a realtor, not a realtor. There's no extra A in there. It's a realtor.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. May you have a wonderful time this Thanksgiving with family and friends.